We had a confession from Margaret, who called herself Sister Margaret. Throughout the confession, you can still get it. You can download all the confessions from last week. And part of the story was the fact that no one could really understand her job. Widely unknown, very underappreciated, according to Sister Margaret. Lots of confusion over her job title. People sometimes assume she's a nurse or a doctor, and she'd stop bothering to correct them. And that was sort of like key to the story. In fact, she said, and she never actually explained what job she did, but overwhelmingly, from the people's verdict, you knew that she was an occupational therapist. But she says in the confession, you can't really explain what you do in under 3,000 words. So what we thought we'd do is we'd just get an OT on, your proper occupational therapist, to explain why there's confusion and what exactly you do. But you've only got about 3 minutes, Nikki Thompson. Hello.
Hello, Simon.
So you're an OT and you're the founder of The OT Practice. So the whole confession on Thursday, as you know, was kind of revolved around the fact that the old lady that Sister Margaret went to visit, she didn't really know what Margaret was doing, and she ended up thinking that she was a nun. So how widespread is this confusion about what OTs do?
It's very widespread, and I suspect that Sister Margaret's confession is something that most occupational therapists will be able to identify with. I have to confess, in my time, I've certainly let people believe and even told them that I'm from a different profession other than an occupational therapist. When I was at university, we studied very closely with the physios, and if we were in a bar or a club and somebody asked me what I did, every now and then I would say I was a physio instead of an OT, because two things tend to happen when you say you're an occupational therapist. Number one, people either glaze over and change the subject quite quickly, or number two, which is sometimes the worst of the two, people say, all right, what's that then? And you have to go into this big monologue explaining a whole profession, which is, as Sister Margaret said, incredibly difficult to do it succinctly.
Yeah, so, okay, so Sister Margaret just bailed out and didn't bother in the course of the confession. Everyone worked out that she was an occupational therapist, and I think that's clearly what was happening. So I'm going to ask you that question then, the dreaded question. Can you explain, please, what is an OT? What is an occupational therapist?
I will do it as succinctly as I can.
Excellent.
So the main aim of an occupational therapist is to help people maximise their level of independence and to do the things that are important to them within their daily life. So our profession is incredibly diverse, but the principle that always underpins it is that we aim to help people achieve goals despite of any illnesses or challenges that they may face. So this is different for each person, obviously. So we might be working with, say, a young mum with multiple sclerosis, and her goals might be to be able to maintain her role as a mother, take her children to school, prepare their meals, that sort of thing. So for her, we would be looking at maximising her energy throughout the day, managing any fatigue, teaching her new ways of carrying out activities to compensate maybe for any physical changes that are going on. Or we might be working with an elderly lady, for example, like Sister Margaret was, with no set diagnosis, but just age-related difficulties. Yeah. Her goal will be to remain as independent as possible at home. So we might be looking at reassuring her confidence, exercises, reducing risk of falls, any equipment that would benefit her to maximise her independence. So it's very variable, and it all depends on the needs of the client that we're working with. But OTs are incredibly good problem solvers, and we try to find creative solutions to everyday challenges that people are having.
Right. Can I just call you a doctor then?
No, you can't call us a doctor. We do have some foundation medical knowledge, but we're all about function. We're all about people's everyday activities and those challenges and barriers they may be facing.
No. I was just beginning to understand why Sister Margaret didn't explain all that in the confession, because there wouldn't have been room for the story.
It's a very difficult profession to quantify, and it's not often until people need us or use us that they know what we do. But once they do come into contact with an occupational therapist, then people tend to be big advocates for our profession.
So it's a bit medical, it's a bit personal, it's a bit psychological. Everything.
Absolutely. It covers everything. So to become an occupational therapist, it's a university degree. It can be done part-time or full-time. There's master's degrees as well. And yeah, in our training, we cover everything from anatomy, physiology, psychosocial. We spend a lot of time out on practical placements so that the occupational therapist can actually decide what clinical speciality we would like to go into when we qualify. So it might be hand therapy, brain injury, spinal injury, learning disabilities. It's huge.
And what do you go on to be? What's the kind of the ultimate goal? What in the career path, Nikki, of an OT?
That's a really good question. OTs can end up working in all sorts of different settings. They can be working in hospitals, clinics, independently, schools, all sorts of different places. So it would all depend on what that individual wanted to get out of their career, really.
I don't understand that. So there isn't like a chief occupational therapist?
There are, absolutely. A lot of occupational therapists like to remain clinicians because that tends to be why we go into the profession, to work with people. But absolutely, there's a managerial path, certainly within the NHS and social care. You can rise to be managerial levels, or you can work independently. Some occupational therapists, after several years of experience, will become expert witnesses, so write reports for the court. Others will become case managers. Once you have your foundation qualification and your foundation clinical experience, our skills are so diverse that you can then go and work in lots of different areas.
Very important people is what you're saying?
Very important people.
Right. Nikki, thank you very much for explaining the OT in a way that Sister Margaret basically didn't have the space to do.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. There's Nikki Thompson, occupational therapist and founder of the OT practice. There you go. Now we